One of my closest friends in England was my work colleague, Rob. He was also an estate developer like me, but was based in Manchester, where he managed the West Midlands team. I was in Nottingham, in charge of the East Midlands team, but we spoke every day and met once a month in London for corporate briefings. Now, Rob was quite a character. He was very bold and outspoken. He also had this weird sense of justice, which was bizarre, but strangely fair. He believed, for example, that victims of crime should choose what punishment be given to their perpetrators. That one alone had generated some interesting conversations between us over the years. Now, I remember one afternoon during a meeting in London, we were on our way back from lunch when he noticed that a disheveled-looking beggar at the entrance of King's Cross Tube Station was drinking a can of beer. Rob cursed under his breath, marched over to the man, snatched his begging cup from the ground right in front of the man, and started rummaging through the cup. I was gobsmacked. What on earth was he doing? The old man seemed even more baffled than I was. He shouted, "Hey!" and reached out to grab his cup back, but Rob kept it well out of the man's reach and just glared back at the man, who suddenly seemed to recognize Rob. Now, at this point, the beggar calmed down and simply said, "You can't take it back." Rob said nothing and kept rummaging through the cup until he extracted £5 in coins from it. He then gave the cup back to the man and returned to where I was standing, still confused, watching him. In response to my look of absolute bewilderment, he said, "I spent 5 minutes talking to that man this morning before I gave him a fiver. He swore blind that he was not going to use the money for booze. But look at him, standing there with a can of Stella in his bloody hands." We walked a few minutes in silence until Rob spotted another beggar. This one was an Eastern European woman with a baby. Rob walked over to her and, with a smile, dropped the £5 worth of coins into the bowl in front of her. With tears in her eyes, she thanked my friend profusely for his kindness. That was Rob. Now, I remembered this incident the other night when I was sitting down to write my message from the Morning Man, because it suddenly occurred to me how relevant it was to an experience that almost all of us have had at one point or the other in our lives. How many of us have had failed marriages? How many of us have been laid off work? How many of us have attended interviews and not got the job? How many have bid and not got the contract? How many have been refused loans or failed to get admission into the schools or universities of our choices? How many of us have had visa applications refused? And what has that got to do with my friend Rob taking his money from a drunken beggar at King's Cross, right? Well, of all the human experiences, rejection is still the most painful and in many cases the toughest to deal with. Some of us have been rejected so many times that we've started to believe that we are actually not deserving of any person, job, school or nation. And at this point, there's really nothing anyone can tell us that will change our minds. I mean, seriously, after that many failed relationships, is it not obvious that the problem is us and not them? This one too, which kind of motivational speech will change the obvious fact that we are just not good enough? Well, let me try. My dear friend, God made you. He made you to fulfill a purpose. You are a resource to Him, and God does not waste resources. He will not waste you where you are not needed. He will not send you where you won't be appreciated. If you didn't get that visa, perhaps He doesn't think your talents should be wasted cleaning toilets in Kuwait. If He didn't keep that marriage going, perhaps He knows that there's someone out there who doesn't just want you, but needs you. If you didn't get that job, perhaps it's because the job where you will really make a difference is yet to come. Rob, like all of us, is definitely made in God's image. He would rather take his money back from a beggar than see it unappreciated and misused. Well, God would rather take you away from any person, place, or thing that would not consider you an absolute blessing than see you wasted on those who do not see your real value. So listen, enough crying. You are good enough. Just not for that woman. You are competent enough. Just not for that job. You are smart enough. But that school is not where you are going to be appointed to shine. God made you as a gift, and He intends to be thanked for you. So don't fight it. Embrace the rejection. God will only send you where you will be celebrated, not tolerated. My name is Koji Yangson, and God will never sell me to the lowest bidder.